Thank you for being with us today, Mr. Romero. How do you come to be involved in web design?
I got involved in web design in 1995. I'd been doing animation. I'd worked on some films. The last one was Johnny Mnemonic, Keanu Reeves movie. And people kept asking me if I did HTML. Finally, I found out what HTML was, and I started designing web pages. The first site I did was a site for my animation company. Basically did 5 pages and put them on my member space on AOL. And that turned into Artie.com, which now has about 15,000 pages and gets about 9 million hits a month. So I started doing sites for commercial clients, and I happened to have a studio that was above an ad agency, and they fed me jobs. So I got some pretty cherry web design jobs, and basically started expanding into web hosting, and you know, basically my company grew from there. Founded CityStar Online in 1996. We now are the largest web hosting company in Southern Colorado. We have about 3 times the market share of our nearest competitor.
How has the evolution of web browsers affected web design?
Changes in web browsers have definitely affected the way we approach design work. We have to pay attention to how many people have different types of browsers. For instance, Internet Explorer is now predominant, whereas when I got into the business, Netscape was the main browser. We also are able to work with Flash now and not worry about whether or not people's browsers support Flash. We know that at least 93% of internet users have Flash in their browser, so we don't have to worry about that plug-in. So also, not just browsers, but resolution affects your design work. Basically, when we started designing web pages, we designed them all for 640 by 480 resolution, which almost nobody has that resolution at this point. About 7 to 8% of users have 640 by 480. So we design our sites to expand to fill the page.
Do you hard code your pages or use WYSIWYG editors like Dreamweaver? Does JavaScript play a large role in your web design?
I like to use a combination of tools. I like to work back and forth between several different programs. The nice thing about Apple OS X is that it's Unix and it's very stable, and so you can multitask very nicely. So I like to go back and forth between a WYSIWYG editor like Dreamweaver, text editor, Adobe Photoshop, several different programs running at the same time. JavaScript has become more and more a part of web page design. I tend to use the same little JavaScripts over and over again. Things like window default status and link status. And use it for JavaScript go backs and a lot of things like that. And also for pop-ups and so forth. It's very handy.
Please outline for us the steps you take in creating a project proposal.
When a client approaches us with a web design project, the first thing we do is sit down with them and talk to them about what they need in their website, what they want from it, what they expect, what their budget expectations are, things of that nature. So we find out basically what tools we'll need to employ to create the website. Some sites need interactivity. They need to be database driven. We tend to use MySQL, PHP over MySQL. But sometimes we use simple flat databases with simple CGI to pull information out of the database. So we give the client a written proposal. We have a lot of different elements that we can put into it, including internet marketing in addition to web design and hosting. And when we get feedback from the client on the proposal, then we start to come up with some design concepts as far as the look and feel of the site. Once we have that in hand, we can go forward with a online storyboard or a beta version of the website. And we show that to the client, we get their feedback. We like for them to print out the site and mark it up with circles and arrows and little notes on the back, basically to tell us what they want to change, and then we go through and do the final and we open it up.
How do browser considerations, internet connection, and platform considerations affect your design approach?
From when we first started designing websites, one of the main considerations besides screen resolution and browser compatibility was bandwidth. We saw a lot of websites that were very slow loading. They were designed by ad agencies, and they were designed in Photoshop and then chopped up into little JPEGs and GIFs, and they were very cumbersome. And this still is the case. Ad agencies, a lot of ad agencies don't seem to realize that people still have, the majority of internet users still have slow connections. And so we optimize our sites. We would like for a web page to be under 50K. If it's under 40K or under 30K, it's even better.
In your initial interview of the client, how do you gain information on client needs, potential audiences, site purpose and scope, and user platform restrictions? Do you do research on competitor sites?
It's very important when you design a website to test it, not just in various browsers, but also on various platforms. Especially things like JavaScript. Sometimes the Java engine on one platform will not handle a script as well as it does in other platforms. So we do very extensive testing of sites, and we encourage the client to test the sites, especially in some of their older machines. Unfortunately, we don't keep a lot of older machines around ourselves, so we don't have that opportunity. When we first talk to a client about their proposed site, we encourage them to look at their competitor sites and to think like their customer. What does their customer expect from their site? What kind of features would their customers like to see in their site? They can get a lot of good ideas from looking at their competitor sites. We also look at their competitor sites not only in terms of the site design and functionality, but also in terms of the keywords that are used, meta tags that are embedded in the pages, especially the home page. And we can get a lot of good ideas as far as who the target audience really is and how they think.
Do you have an internal method of tracking the phases of web design? If so, what are they?
The phases of a web design project are basically the pre-contract phase, where you're basically talking to the client, gathering information, presenting ideas as to what you're going to include in the site. Second, you have the scribbling phase, where you're kicking ideas around. This is where the content of the site starts to take shape. You create a proposed homepage design, and then that sets the style for the rest of the site. Once you've coded all the pages, you've got everything running, you show it to the client, and then you're in the beta phase. Basically, you're getting a lot of feedback from the client on what they'd like changed, what they'd like to see different in the site. Sometimes you have feature creep, where you have the client throwing in a few other ideas that they get that they didn't have before that you put something down on the page, so to speak. And all this is tracked in an internal system that we use. We use what we call billing notes. And then basically you do all the revisions and you open it up.
How do you approach copyright issues?
Copyright issues are very important to us. We have our clients agree in their contract that any materials that they give to us, they do have the right to include in their website. We only use our own original creations and materials that we license when we create the site, and materials given to us from the client, basically. Some of the copyright issues that we've had to deal with that are rather difficult are maps, for instance. It's very difficult to get a map that's free of a copyright. So generally, the solution is to have the client give you the map. Everything as far as who owns the copyright, we include in our contract that all the site creation is basically owned by the client. They own right, title, and copyright. Under U.S. copyright law, that's called a work made for hire. In other words, because they hired us to create the site, they own it as if they had created it themselves.
How do you approach page design? Alignment and balance of components, page dimensions, color and typography, logos and buttons.
The elements that I learned many years ago in design classes and in learning drawing and basics of art and design are no different in web design than they were in print design. Allowing the type to breathe, not using too many fonts, having colors that are pleasing and complementary, important, are very important. A lot of times we get materials from the client that we need to match the style of offline marketing materials. And so that helps a lot.
How do you determine graphic issues such as image format and file size?
Image format is always determined by what looks best and what loads fastest. So it's a balance between what looks great and what loads fast. Normally when you have a flat graphic, you use a GIF or a PNG. And normally when you have a high color graphic or a photo, you use a JPEG. But that can those rules can be broken sometimes. Fast loading is the most important thing as far as I'm concerned.
Does animation like animated GIFs and Flash play a large part in your design work?
Yes, we've always included a lot of animation in our websites. Originally we only used animated GIFs, then we started to sneak a little bit of Flash into our sites. And now actually we use a fair amount of JavaScript and Java to do things like interactive elements that are animated.
Does the World Wide Web look like a viable medium for entertainment forms like short movies and animated films?
Well, the first thing that I mentioned was Arty.com, and obviously I think that the web is a viable distribution medium for animation, for films, etc. Arty.com includes QuickTime movies, it includes Flash, it includes real streaming media. I think the number one problem is just basically that the bandwidth really isn't there. When I first started creating websites, the first thing that my clients asked for was they wanted to put their TV commercial on the internet. That wasn't viable. It still isn't viable. People won't wait to see a commercial on the internet. The thing about the internet is that it's pull marketing rather than push marketing like TV. People pull the information to them. And so you have to realize that people aren't going to wait to see something like a TV commercial on the internet. As far as animation is concerned, Flash is about the best thing that's happened to us because we can make cartoons that are very small, very compact, download very quickly, and include very nice anti-aliased animation with sound effects, dialogue, and music. So Flash is about the best thing going.
Thank you for being with us today, Mr. Romero.
Thank you, I enjoyed it.